Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I am your host, Logan Landers, and today I am talking about the NFL draft prospect, Bubba Bolton, the safety from the U, the University of Miami. So be sure if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe so you don't miss a second of amazing football action, football content. We talk about draft prospects, history specials, game previews when the season's going on, interviews with amazing players, coaches, or just any of football or, you know, any of sports' greatest players, greatest coaches. Guys, anything and everything football related. I say this pretty much every week, but I mean it. Everything and everything football related you can find on 100 of Football on our Facebook page, on our YouTube channel. Go check that out. You've been doing a tremendous job with all of your likes, your comments. We see all of them every day. We thank you so much for that. Also, check out the podcast. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Amazing stuff on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or anywhere you listen to your podcast. You can find daily, yes, you heard that right, daily episodes of our shows. And that is thanks to the Believe Podcast Network once again. All right, let's get into it. Bubba Bolden, the safety, and what a man, what a journey he's had, am I right? So let's get things going here. 2017, started off at USC as a Trojan, didn't get to play a whole lot, 8 tackles only, and that was pretty much his only claim to fame that season. Not a whole lot going on there. Unfortunately, the young man got a little bit of trouble and did not play a lot in 2017, did not play at all in 2018. Then we move on to 2019. He said, hey, you know what? I'm going to pack things up. I'm going to go to the U, the University of Miami. And in that 2019 season, had 11 tackles and one pass defended and a forced fumble with one interception as well. So, I mean, he was doing a good bit of work, but like I said, not a whole lot to really go with for one season. But you know, it is what it is. He's had a rough go at it. 2017 got in some trouble. 2018 didn't play. 2019 also not a good year for him. So he said, you know, I got to do something. If I want to take my game to the next level, if I want to be a player in the NFL, I've got to come out in 2020 and I have to have the season of my life. And Bubba Bolden had a very solid season in 2020. During that year, he had 74 tackles, 3 passes defended, 1 sack, 4 forced fumbles, and an interception. He really picked things up, and it looked like in 2021 he was going to continue that hot streak until he hurt his shoulder in early to mid-October. He actually hurt it in September, but then played through 2 games. And then that was it for his season in 2021. His stats for this previous year, 42 tackles, 2 passes defended, and 1 sack. So the 6'3", 204-pound player from Miami just said, you know, I've had enough of college. I'm going to move on to the NFL, to greener pastures, and to try my luck there. Because, you know, he had a rough go at it in college at USC, had a rough go at it at Miami, and it's time for him to just move on and see where he can go in the NFL. Like I said, 2019 didn't play, had an Achilles injury. That's why he wasn't there. Then in 2021, hurt his shoulder. So it's just had a string of bad luck for the young man. But let's talk about some of his strengths. Let's see what this guy has been up to and how he's been helping out the U and what he can help out for a future team in the NFL. He closes to the ball very well as a safety, and he has the hands to snatch the ball away or to just, get it out of arm's reach from the receiver. I mentioned the passes defended and the interceptions he's had. He's got solid speed. Like I said, he's 6'3", 204 pounds, according to ESPN.com. He's quick. He's fast. He's got a good burst in zone coverage, and he can also play physical whenever he's in a man-to-man coverage if you need him to ever do that. He's built more like a cornerback, some would say, more than a safety. But that's not a bad thing. That just means he's got better vision, better range, very good hitting ability. I talked about the tackles. And his ball skills is what everyone would want as a potential free safety, especially in guys, you know how pass-heavy the NFL is nowadays. And also, he's got a good frame. Like I said, he's 6'3", 204 pounds. He's got a good frame with strong hands. You can see him on the screen. He's built well. And like I said, he can go and cover quick on any underneath routes or short passes if you need him to. Now, what can he work on? What are some things that he could improve to get him more playing time in the National Football League come April when the draft is? He needs to get a little bit stronger, right? He can sometimes get pushed around a little bit, and he can be a little bit stiff too. So receivers can be all over that, especially with how athletic, how crazy athletic they are nowadays. He doesn't have the elite speed. He's got a good speed, but not elite speed. He can get beat on double moves. It's happened a few times. He also can swipe too often in open field tackles, which means he can just sometimes miss sometimes. He also, it says here, he's got tense ankles and hips. Sometimes his footwork isn't the best when he's trying to redirect, and he can lower his shoulders for the big hit rather than wrapping up and getting even more tackles. So sometimes he plays a little bit too aggressive. So my final thoughts on Bubba Bolden, a guy who's had a troubled career with injuries, off the field stuff, is trying to get his life on track here, go into the NFL, get drafted. I think he's going to be a later round draft pick. And that's just based solely off of, just his lack of play, in recent years and his injuries. So I think he's going to be kind of a developmental safety, someone who's going to get drafted in a later round. I think he could definitely, and I say this in the best way possible, don't get me wrong here, guys. I think that if he could go and put in some solid work on the special teams unit as a punt return unit, kick return unit, just trying to tackle some guys, I think that could help him. Because that's what some of these guys who've had injuries in college go on to the NFL. They have to prove to the coaches, to the staff, to the media, to the fans, whoever, that they can be on an NFL field each and every week and contribute. And sometimes you have to start with special teams. And that's not saying he's not going to be a safety in this league, a starting safety. It's just he needs to work his way up. I think he's going to be a little bit lower on the depth chart. I don't see him being a starter right away. But like I said, just an idea I'm throwing out there. If you put him on special teams, he can put in some solid work. I think he'll be able to get some good hits, maybe get a fumble knocked loose or so. You never know. And then work his way up to backup safety and eventually to starting safety. He's shown flashes of that potential. It's just injuries and a bunch of other things have kind of steered him off course. And now with the draft coming in April, it's time for him to really come out and show the world and all these coaches what he is going to do. I like Bubba Bolden. He's got for his 40-yard dash, right, for the combine that was going on, he ran a 4.4740, a 9.8 broad jump, not too shabby. And he said in his interview, he tipped his hand saying that he was going to surprise people with his 40. And with a 4.47, I would say he did just that. He's got good hands at 9 inches. And, I think that he is ready to get things going. I think that if you take a chance on this young man in the NFL, you can work with him, you can develop him. And in a couple of years, I think not too long, but just get him some time in the NFL, You could see him on Sundays as a starting safety. I fully believe it, and I have all the confidence in the world in Bubba Bolton. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So, if you enjoyed this episode or this video talking about Bubba Bolton from, let me throw it up here, from the U, University of Miami, right? Please like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check us out. Like, comment, share, and subscribe. And if you listen to the podcast, it's pretty easy to do so. Just check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any major podcast streaming platform at 100 Yards of Football. And you will find some top tier quality content. Amazing draft prospect videos with myself, Mr. Football Vincent Turner, the football encyclopedia, we call him. Former NFL draft scout for the New York Jets, Daniel Kelly, also comes on the show and lends his expertise. And of course, the 12-year veteran from the NFL with the Atlanta Falcons, Bobby Butler, breaks down some of the game's best defensive players as well. But it's not just that. We have awesome history specials, legend interviews, talking about the game's greatest players, coaches, and minds alike. So please, if you like football, if you enjoy sports, just subscribe to the channel and you'll see some amazing content each and every single day at 100th Football. Well, thank you so much for your love and support. And this has been my talking, my video on Bubba Bolden, the safety from Miami. Please, guys, have a tremendous day. And we will talk to you again on another live video right here on 100 Yards of Football. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.